This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, how to live frugally in a recession. The web offers a few suggestions.
First, though, Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich has named his choice for President-elect Barack Obama's now vacant U.S. Senate seat. Blagojevich is appointing the state's former attorney general. He's 71-year-old Roland Burris. Here is Governor Blagojevich speaking about this decision earlier this afternoon in Chicago.
He will be a great United States Senator. And now I'd like to ask everyone to do one last thing. Please don't allow the allegations against me to taint this good and honest man.
Governor Rod Blagojevich making reference there to allegations that he tried to sell Barack Obama's former Senate seat to the highest bidder. For more on today's announcement, we're joined by NPR's David Shaper. And David, this choice to replace Barack Obama of Roland Burris, tell us a little bit about him. Who is he?
Well, Roland Burris was the first African-American elected to a statewide office in Illinois. He was elected in 1978 as the state comptroller and had served three terms in that position before winning election to attorney general. So he's a person who the people of Illinois know well as having held statewide office. But he hasn't held office since 1995. He gave up the attorney general's office to run for governor and failed. He ran again and lost again in the Democratic primary in 1994-98, and again in 2002, losing to Rod Blagojevich. He also ran for Chicago mayor in 1995 against Mayor Daley and lost, and ran for the U.S. Senate in 1996 and lost in the primary to current Senator Dick Durbin. So he's had a futile record in the last decade or decade and a half, but he is somebody who's well-known and well-liked by most people in Illinois, and is probably a pretty safe choice for Blagojevich if he's allowed to be seated in the U.S. Senate, which I think there's a lot of question about still.
Well, we'll get to that in just a moment. First, let's speak a little bit about Ronald Burris. He actually spoke at today's press conference. What did he have to say about the announcement?
Well, he said that this is a critical time for the people of Illinois to be represented in Washington by two U.S. senators. It's what Governor Blagojevich himself said as well. That's why there's this critical need. That right now, as it stands now, despite the allegations against the governor, he is the only one who can appoint a U.S. senator. Mr. Burris appeared to be in line with the governor's thinking in that it's too critical a time for the state to go many, many months possibly without a U.S. senator, and so that the position needs to be filled. He's somebody who's got a lengthy career of public service, and despite the allegations against the governor, doesn't mind being appointed by this governor to fill out the remainder of Barack Obama's Senate term.
Democratic leaders in the Senate have said they won't seat anyone appointed by Governor Rod Blagojevich, and the Secretary of State there in Illinois says he won't even accept the paperwork. So what happens from here, David?
Well, that's a good question. I think the governor is kind of making a bold statement here and trying to stick to his guns and stick to maybe stick it to his fellow Democrats who have roundly criticized him and kind of left him hanging in the wind here with these criminal charges standing against him. He's a fighter, and he said so a couple of weeks ago when he had his news conference saying that he won't resign from office and that he will fight the charges against him. Now he seems to be upping the ante a little bit. And in the choice of Roland Burris, he's found someone who might be hard for some in the Senate to say no to. He's African-American. There's, I think, going to be considerable pressure from those in the House Democratic Black Caucus to, make sure that this goes through. We heard Bobby Rush, a congressman from Chicago, African-American, talking about how this is a guy of unquestioned integrity and somebody that the Senate should accept. So, the words of Harry Reid again today are clear that they're not going to accept this nomination. And Jesse White, who is also a very prominent African-American politician in the state of Illinois, the Secretary of the State, says he's not even going to accept the paperwork. And so that leaves a lot of questions still up in the air about what happens with this appointment going forward.
NPR's David Shaper talking about the announcement today from Governor Rod Blagojevich that he has picked Roland Burris to fill the Senate seat vacated by President-elect Barack Obama. Thank you, David.
Thank you.
More coming up on Day to Day from NPR News.